and Security Affairs Budi Gunawan after welcoming the arrival of the first batch of Indonesian citizens at Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Tangerang, Banten, said that the repatriation of the Indonesian citizens was the result of a silent operation carried out by the Indonesian government through various parties in collaboration with the governments of Thailand and China. According to him, in addition to being held hostage, the Indonesian citizens have experienced violence by the online scam syndicate.
Selama mereka bekerja di markas sindikat online scamming ini, para...
While working at the headquarters of this online scamming syndicate, the victims who were Indonesian workers had experienced various pressures, physical violence, such as beatings and electric shocks, and were threatened to have their organs taken if the targets given by the cartels or dealers could not be met. Their passports were also taken, and they were also prohibited from communicating outside, including with their families. Budi Gunawan further explained that Indonesian citizens would undergo a recovery process in Jakarta for 3 days before being returned to their families. The Indonesian citizens would be temporarily accommodated to receive logistical assistance, health services and psychosocial assistance from the Indonesian government so that they could recover physically and mentally before returning home. Andi Rondoni reporting.
Still related to the repatriated Indonesian citizens, before being repatriated to their families, the victims underwent a recovery process in Jakarta, including an assessment process. More detailed by Andi Romdoni.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs, Budi Gunawan, said that the Indonesian government will carry out an assessment process for 554 Indonesian citizens who were online scam victims and have been successfully repatriated from Miawati area, Myanmar, to Indonesia. The repatriation process was carried out in 3 batches over 2 days on Tuesday and Wednesday. After receiving the arrival of the Indonesian citizens at Soekarno-Hatta Airport in Tangerang, Banten, Tuesday, Budi Gunawan said that the Indonesian citizens will undergo a recovery process for 3 days before returning to their respective families. During those 3 days, the Indonesian government will also conduct an assessment process to identify Indonesian citizens who are suspected of being victims or even perpetrators of human trafficking. For 3 days, the government will also conduct further assessment on the victims to ensure whether they are all victims or perhaps some are also suspected of being perpetrators and so on. So which victims are eligible to receive legal assistance from the government? Furthermore, we will continue to pursue and carry out legal efforts against the perpetrators involved in this human trafficking network. Therefore, the results of this assessment are very important and determine the follow-up steps for enforcing the law on human trafficking, which will later be explained technically by the Deputy Head of Criminal Investigation, both those that occur domestically and abroad. On that occasion, Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs Budi Gunawan also conveyed the government's appeal to the public to increase their awareness of illegal job recruitment modes that promise large incomes but end in fraud and exploitation. The Indonesian government, according to Budi Gunawan, also invites all people to immediately report if they know of any indications of illegal human trafficking in their surroundings. Andi Rondoni reporting.
Member and associate countries of Indonesian Organization of Francophonie in Indonesia, mostly French-speaking countries, opened the Francophonie Week at Institut François Indonesi in Jakarta on Monday. Ambassador of Cyprus to Indonesia, Nikos Panayiotou, said a Cypriot singer, Annie Nisiotis, will perform a week's closing ceremony on Saturday. In his remarks, Panayiotou said Nisiotis will perform compositions inspired by various cultures, including Japanese gamelan.
Annie Nisiotis is a talented Cypriot pianist, composer and musicologist based in Paris. She draws inspiration from her travels around the world. Her concert will feature works by Francophone composers, as well as works inspired by other countries including Indonesia. I'm particularly pleased that this concert will feature compositions inspired by Japanese gamelan, a testament to the fact that geography has no barrier to cultural exchange.
The Francophonie Week in Indonesia is held from March the 17th until 22nd, 2025. This year, the event consists of several activities, including film screenings, seminars, live cooking, bird shows, and competitions. At the opening ceremony, an Indonesian singer, Vera Talisa, performed a number of songs in French. Radio Republik Indonesia has once again deployed expedition and coverage team for the 2025 Hit Homecoming and Return Flow. While launching the Hit Homecoming Expedition team on Tuesday, the President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia, E. Hendres Mosat, the program is part of the radio's commitment to provide optimal information to the public during homecoming and return flow period.
Alhamdulillah, praise be to God. Today we are once again launching the expedition and coverage teams for the homecoming and return exodus flow. Like last year, we will continue this initiative to improve our services to the public. We hope to serve as a reliable source of information for travelers, as this year's homecoming movement is expected to reach about 140 million people.
In 2025, Radio Republik Indonesia deploys 351 reporters to cover various developments and dynamics of the homecoming journey across Indonesia. Additionally, the expedition teams have been dispatched along designated routes covering Sumatra and Java, ensuring extensive information coverage for travelers. RRI also has prepared various facilities and infrastructure to support smooth and effective reporting. And listener, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And coming up next is commentary entitled Sports Show National Identity by Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on Sports Show's National Identity. Sports is a human physical activity that aims to improve health, but more than that, sports are also a means of entertainment, a place of achievement, and even a symbol of a nation's identity. Football is one of the most popular sports in the world, including in Indonesia. The World Cup Football Championship, for example, is one of the sporting events with the largest number of spectators after the Olympics. Related to this, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on Monday in Sidoarjo, East Java, inaugurated 17 FIFA standard stadiums spread across various provinces in Indonesia. According to President Prabowo Subianto, sports are one of the benchmarks for assessing whether a nation has spirit or not. Only with a strong physique and soul, a strong nation can stand tall and be great. Therefore, according to him, football is a symbol of the dignity of a modern nation. Football itself is a collective sport consisting of a team with 11 players. With the compactness of the players and the direction of the coach and manager, especially accompanied by excellent physical and endurance, a strong team can be formed. On the other hand, an adequate stadium for training and competing is also very necessary. The construction of FIFA standard stadiums indicates that Indonesia is ready to host sports activities, especially football, in various corners of the country. Referring to the grand design of national sports, the Indonesian government has made a big plan to create and prepare athletes to improve sports achievements at the international level, especially the Olympics and Paralympics. One of them is preparing sports facilities and infrastructure, including stadiums throughout Indonesia. In addition to being used for football, stadiums can also be used for other sports such as athletics. In other countries such as Japan, China, and South Korea, athlete development is carried out by preparing high-standard facilities and infrastructure as well as appropriate coaching. The goal is to create high-achieving athletes who are able to succeed in the Olympics and other international championships. It is hoped that Indonesia, with plans to build more stadiums in the future, can also create and prepare its athletes to improve sports achievements at the international level in accordance with the grand design of national sports for the progress of the nation. This was commentary.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Once the sail is laughing, we must sail away from the dock. A quote from Kapitan Patimura. The quote means, once we make a decision, we must follow through. Listener, Thomas Matulesi, aka Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero from Sabarua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the captain or captains, customary chiefs and people appointed Patimura as the leaders and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. As a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to get power of Maluku people, which successfully halted the movement of the Dutch. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
You're still tuned to the World Service Voice of Indonesia, and earlier you've listened to a song by Nyong Franco titled Gemu Famire. A song released in 2017 was quite viral at that time and is always used across so many places in Indonesia, either for celebration or for Friday exercises. Well, in Indonesia, every Friday at institutions and also schools, we have this exercise, and usually we will play the song Gemu Famire to accompany our exercise. It means that even until now in 2025, we still play this song. It is one of the everlasting songs that Indonesia have. And talking about everlasting, here is a song by Chris Patti with Tak Lekang Oleh Waktu, or Everlasting.
Cinta ini ingin ku lukiskan di dasar hatiku. Kesetiaan janjiku untuk pertahankan kasihku padamu. Bukalah mata hati, masih jumbo di bayang dirimu di dalam mimpi yang mungkin takkan pernah membawamu di genggamku. Bukan milikku.
patih talagang oleh waktu or everlasting. It says that there is something that the other person can give, a very everlasting impression that makes their life will not be bland anymore. And of course, if you fail coming or visiting mainstream place that is crowded with people and a lot of people are there, maybe a little bit bland for you, and you need a recommendation for hidden gems across Indonesia, you're getting it. You're getting one right now. We would like to recommend you, if you like a beach and you would like to have a less crowded one, you can go into Sulawesi to visit the Poganda Beach in Indonesia Wonder.
Banggai Island Regency in central Sulawesi can be a tourism destination for those of you who love beach tourism. The Regency, in the form of island, is rich in charming natural charm, particularly the wonderful coast. If you want to relax while snorkeling and diving activities, you have to visit Poganda Beach to explore. It is located in the hamlet of Poganda, North Bulagi, Banggai Island Regency, central Sulawesi. Poganda Beach can be accessed for approximately 2 hours by driving from downtown of Banggai Island Regency, or about 2.5 hours from Luwuk by sea. To enter this beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket for 3,000 rupiah. Entering this beach, you can see the beauty of white sand and clear water. This beach has relatively calm waves, so it is safe for swimming. To see the beauty of the sea, you can snorkel and dive. You can also see the fish from the small pier, as well as the activities of the people who are fishing around this beach. Poganda Beach also has a beautiful sunrise and sunset panorama. Please don't miss the beauty of the sunrise and sunset at this beach. There are bamboo and coconut leaf roofed buildings along the beach for testing, for resting. There are bamboo and coconut leaf roof buildings along the beach for resting. There are also several swings on the beach that can be used as photo spots. Poganda Beach is also equipped with bathrooms, parking lots, and restaurants.
Voice of Indonesia.
Still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and still in the month of Ramadan, in which our Muslim friends are not only fasting, but they have certain activities during Ramadan. And of course, this includes our friends in India. And of course, they will be performing certain prayers, some gatherings, and a lot of things. And here is a little bit story from the Consulate General of, I should say, Indonesian Consulate General in Mumbai, Edi Wardoyo.
Yes, if we look at the data, actually in India itself, the number of the Muslim is almost 200 million.
Yes.
But if we talk about the Maharashtra, in Maharashtra itself, the number of the Muslim populations compared to the majority is around 12%, which is around 13 million people in Maharashtra. And in Mumbai itself, Mumbai is a city, and in Mumbai is around 2 million people. Muslim populations in Maharashtra is compared to Indonesia maybe small, but in Mumbai itself the number is quite significant. Yes, in Mumbai itself, the number of the Indian people in Mumbai is quite small, is less than 100 people. So in consulate we don't have such kind of the Taraweeh, but we make iftar programs that we invite not only Indonesians but also our colleagues from the consulate and also our friends from India. But we actively participate or going to the local Ramadan gatherings. And as I mentioned earlier, that the number of the Muslims in Mumbai is quite significant, and there are many festivals here during Ramadan. So the situation is like in Jakarta. So I can say that even though that the number of the Muslim people in Mumbai is not big, is less than 100, but we actively participate in the local Ramadan gathering in Mumbai. For such kind of the what we call as a ngabuburit, yes, it's almost same like in Jakarta. There are if we look at the some places in Mumbai, we can find people that they spend their time before the iftar to going out for the just ngabuburit.
So from Mumbai, India, let's move on into Slovakia. What about the story in there? Here is the story by Indonesian ambassador to Slovakia, Pribadi Sutiyono.
Well, Slovakia is like in the very central of Europe now. It's part of the European Union. I believe that Slovakia is one of the least country that has a Muslim population. The population itself is only 5.4 million, and the Muslim population is maybe only around 6,000 to 7,000, including all the expatriates, the foreigners. So mostly they are coming from other part of the world, even that now the number is not that much increasing since 5 or 7 years ago. Well, among the community itself is quite welcome. I mean, there's a lot of activities, including as we know that like Taraweeh, breakfasting together, mm-hmm. and also later on in the Eid, we are going to perform the Salat Eid for sure. Well, but it's only a concentrated in very small places, like in a big city, like in Bratislava or Banska or in Košice, since the number is not that much. Among the Indonesians, we always have breakfasting together and every Saturday, and also we have Taraweeh together every day and our residence here. So I think we are keeping this activities as normal as like what in Indonesia. The best thing is now, since the Indonesian now the number is increasing about 500% since four years ago, I think a lot of Indonesian Muslims now also active in this activities of the Ramadan.
And for more detail about this talk, you can listen again to our VOA talk about building global bridges through Ramadan, which is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And we wish a great Ramadan for our Muslim friends across the country and also across the globe. And we wish that your Ramadan will be accompanied by, well, a rather friendly weather, like across Greater Jakarta we have rain. And so that for everybody, well, wishing it will be quite rainy in your place too, in a good way. Here is Fade to Black featuring Audrey with Saat Hujan or When It Rains.
Aku
menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun. Membuang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup. Sejak rindu basah meredam karena kau bertumpah. Emosi terjebak sejak langit tua akan bunyi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di derak. Air yang turun menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Start hujan or when the rain falls, and you're still into a radio service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, it's not always raining in Indonesia. It's, well, especially in the middle of the year, usually it will be really raining or not often. And of course, it's not as often in December until March. But are you curious how to express the word rarely or not often in Indonesia? If you want to know about it, here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a conversation about tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a shipping company staff in Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The staff answered Chris' question about how long it may take to ship his motorcycle from Samarinda to Bali. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Namun. Namun, which means but. Hal itu, which means that. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Terjadi, terjadi, which means happen. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happen. Berapa lama? Berapa lama, which means how long. Motor, motor, which means motorcycle. Sampai, sampai, which means arrive. Kira-kira, kira-kira, which means approximately. 2 minggu, 2 minggu, which means 2 weeks. Cukup lama, which means quite long. Tepat waktu. Tepat waktu, which means on time. Terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. In this conversation, you hear the expression namun. Hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means, but, that rarely happens. In the expression, there is a phrase, tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means, rarely, or not often. The phrase, tidak sering, which means, rarely, or not often, or something that happens in a low frequency, like occasionally, or sometimes. In the complete expression, the phrase tidak sering, which means not often or rarely, was used to tell that late shipping because of bad weather doesn't frequently happen. Here are other examples. Let's listen to other uses of tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali, which means I rarely visit my family in Bali or I don't often visit my family in Bali. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil, which means Chris rarely drives his car. For information, in Indonesia, motorcycles are a popular private vehicle. The annual motorcycle sales in Indonesia is around 5 million units. Indonesians prefer motorcycles because they are more affordable than cars. Motorcycles are also more flexible for daily use. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen again to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu?
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Mentawai entitled Polak Tetuk. The song Polak Tetuk was composed by Mato Samalingai. The song tells the story of the beautiful Mentawai Island with its rich forest. The song lyrics also remind the younger generation not to exploit the land, forest, and timber on Mentawai Island. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Mentawai Island called Polak Tetuk by Mato Samalingai. Enjoy!
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Thank you very much for you who has been joining English program by Edit World Service Voice of Indonesia. Tell us how you feel about our program to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. Do not miss good stuffs coming from Voice of Indonesia on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And a lot more good stuffs of Indonesia is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. We are waiting for your subscription, your likes and your comments on our social media accounts. Well, I'm Steve. I would like to say thank you very much for listening to this program. Do not forget to do something good for other people. And stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta から Korewa Voice of Indonesia です。日本語で放送されている Voice of Indonesia は、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテイメントだけでなく、さまざまな情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。
Selamat malam, Komangwa. Kyo, 2025年3月18日、私エンガルが1時間の日本語放送をお送りいたします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き、周波数 3325kHz や 4755kHz からボイスオブインドネシアの放送をお聞きください。皆さんの皆さん、ニュースです。今日の見出しは、プラボー大統領は FIFA 基準のスタジアム17箇所を開設。副大統領はインドネシア商工会議所に投資、環境の維持を要請。インドネシア外務省、ミャンマーで詐欺被害に遭った400人のインドネシア人を帰国支援。最初のニュースです。インドネシア共和国のプラボー・スビアント大統領は、国内九州で建設改修された 17のスタジアムの象徴的な開設式を取り行いました。式典は3月17日月曜日、東ジャワ州のグロラ・デルタ市ドアルジョスタジアムで開催されました。タボーレトリオはこれらのスタジアムが FIFA による検査を受け、FIFA の基準を満たしていることを強調しました。
Sehingga kita hari ini dapat meresmikan
本日 FIFA の検査を受け、国際基準を満たした17のスタジアムを開設できることを誇りに思います。これは大きな成果です。
さらに大統領は国内サッカーの発展を支援し続ける決意を示し、今後2年から3年まで以内に全国各地でさらに17から20までのスタジアムを建設する計画を発表しました。今回開設されたスタジアムには、南スマトラ州のブミスリウィジャイアスタジアム、バントン州のバカンサリスタジアム、ジョクジャカルタのマグオハルジョスタジアム、東ジャバ州のクロラレルタシドアラジオスタジアム、南カレマタン州のデマンレマンスタジアム、南スラウシ州のビジハビニスタジアムなどが含まれます。次は、インドネシアのギブラン・ラカブミン・ラカ副大統領は、インドネシア商工会議所に対し、投資環境を維持し、労働集約型かつ輸出志向の産業を筋で、経済成長を促進するよう求めました。副大統領は、国内の付加価値向上、雇用創出、中所得国の罠からの脱却のために、産業の改良化を推進することの、重要性を強調しました。また、その実施においては、社会的、研究的、持続可能性のバランスを考慮するよう求めました。インドネシア商工会議所のアニンディア・バクリ会長は、商工会議所は国家経済を支援する役割を果たしていると述べ、クイックウィンとして栄養価の高い食事の無料提供、無料の健康診断、適切に手軽な住宅の提供、海外労働者のスキル向上の4つのプログラムを発表しました。最後のニュースです。インドネシア外務省はミャンマーの紛争地域、ミャワディでオンラインサーフィンの被害に遭った400人のインドネシア人を無事避難させ、タイ経由で帰国の途に着かせました。ミャワディからメソッドに渡った後、彼らは健康診断と人身取引被害者としての識別手続きを受け、バンコクへ陸路で移動し、ドムワン空港からチャーター便で帰国する予定です。今回の避難活動には、インドネシア外務省、在バンコク慰安旅大使館、インドネシア国家警察が関与し、対応及びミャンマー当局との緊密な連携のもとで実施されました。さらに3月19日水曜日には、追加で154人のインドネシア国民が避難し、帰国をする予定です。これでニュースを終わります。
Voice of Indonesia。
tempat berlindung dari segala mara bahaya. Oh Tuhan, mohon ampun atas dosa dan dosa selama ini. Aku tak menjalankan perintahmu, tak pedulikan